High expectations. High expectations. We're at the last day of chapel. Any show of hands, how many? Do we have any seniors in here? Any? All right, a handful. We've got high expectations for you. We've got high expectations for all of our students. We have high expectations for this place. Our mission statement is Lubbock Christian University is a Christ-centered academic community of learners transforming the hearts, minds, and hands of students for lives of purpose and service. Our vision is that LCU will be a leading Christian university, known for its academic excellence and commitment to faith that seeks understanding, where wisdom is pursued, vocation is discerned, and service is fostered. Those are statements of high expectation. And I think about our walk as Christians. When we think about what Jesus had to say, he had high expectations. Love God. Love people. And as Jesus' followers, the expectation is that we would be like Jesus. Two stories and one passage and we're done. I talked to a faculty member this morning, a potential faculty member, who was interviewing to be here in our Doctor of Nursing practice. And I said, tell me about what it looks like to teach in a Christ-centered place from a Christian perspective, and tell me what that looks like in the online environment. Jesse, she said, I just think about trying to channel my inner Dr. Joanne Long. And she talked about the way that Joanne Long made her feel, that she was seen, that she was known, that she was valued, that she understood the challenges that she brought with her into this environment of pursuing an advanced degree. High expectations. Dr. Camp and I were in Albuquerque this last Sunday. We heard an excellent sermon from one of our alums, Matt Clark. And Matt Clark was talking about the Holy Spirit, and he was talking about being like Jesus. And he said, the standard is the standard. We are called to be like Christ. We are called to become just like him, just like Jesus. And the standard isn't lowered, but that's an incredibly tough follow. And the only possible way to actually be like Jesus is by the power of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. When Paul wrote the letter to the Ephesians, it's been called the quintessence of Paulinism. It's the high expectation. This is what God had in mind all along. This is what the church is supposed to be all about. And he has this wonderful passage where he says his eternal purpose, his intent, was that now through the church, through all of us that are Jesus' followers, the manifold wisdom of God would be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. That's an amazing high expectation text. That text is actually saying what one commentator called it, when earth teaches heaven. When we so live the love of God out in our lives to the point where even Jew and Gentile can get along when they were polar opposites and forever enemies. When we so live that kind of life, heaven takes notice. God says, here, this is what I had in mind. That's high expectations. So as we send you out on the last day for just a couple more weeks of classes and then graduation, we want to be able to say mission accomplished. But the only possible way to say that is with an invitation to God to help. And so I'll leave you with the charge, the prayer for you that is the prayer that Paul led for the Ephesians. And it's from Ephesians chapter 3, beginning in verse 14. For this reason, because the expectations are so high, because the task is so daunting, because the world is in such desperate need of you being just like Jesus, For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and know that love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Blessings on you. Have a great day.